A good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bahar, B'chukai Sayta, everyone. We're going to have a quick recap. So Parshas Bahar begins with the commandment, Kim Shemitah. For 6 years we shall work the land, but the seventh year is called Shabbos of the land. The land has to lie fallow. No plowing, planting, weeding, harvesting, or all fun farmer activities. Not only that, but whatever grows is completely hefker. One may not do business with it like in a regular year. Actually, there's a 49-year cycle. 6 regular years, 1 Shemitah year, repeated 7 times. The 50th year is called Yovel, in English known as the Jubilee. This is basically another Shemitah year. Connected to Yovel is the concept of Deachuza, ancestral land. Should one become poor and sell the land he inherited from his father, it automatically comes back to him at Yovel. Hashem promises that we will not go hungry. We will actually be full and satisfied during Shemitah and Yovel and the year afterwards, even though the ground isn't producing any crops. We learn about Jewish slaves. Should a Jew be sold as a slave, not only must you treat him well and not give him any humiliating work to do, you must also support his kids. There's a special redemption process for both his sold ancestral field and the Jewish slave. The parsha concludes with a commandment not to make idols or even have a stone on one's floor that's meant for bowing down on. We are once again cautioned to observe Shabbos and treat the mikdash, be it the Beis HaMikdash or Shul and Bati Midrashim, with proper respect. And moving on to Parshas Bechukaisai, the last parsha in Vayikra, which begins with encouraging words and promises from Hashem. If we toil in Torah and keep the mitzvahs, Hashem will heap blessings upon us. Rain will fall in its proper time. We're going to have abundant, nourishing, filling food. There will be peace, no war, and we're going to be fruitful and multiply. Hashem will walk among us and be a God for us, and we're going to be his people. However, if we fail to toil in Torah and keep the mitzvahs, Hashem will visit the most terrible retribution upon us. The teichacha, the admonition, is broken up into 5 parts. The punishments include, but are not limited to, terrible illness, fever and sickness, fleeing from no one and being struck down by the enemy, lack of crops, whatever food is to be had will not be nourishing, livestock will be wiped out, parents bereaved of children, sword, pestilence, and famine will abound. However, in the darkness of all, do not despair. Hashem says, "Loi ma'astim v'loi ga'altim l'chaloisam." I will not have been rejected or revolted by them to completely wipe them out. Hashem will remember his bris with us. The last few olios discuss different vows that one can make regarding donating a person's erech, his value, to the mikdash. These are actually called arechin vows, and each person has a set value. The categories are broken up into male and female, from 1 month old to 5 years old, 5 to 20, 20 to 60, and 60 and up. The parsha concludes with halachos regarding different types of maaseros, tithes, that need to be given to the Levi. With this, we conclude Sefer Vayikra, chazak chazak v'nischazek. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.